Brian, thank you very much. Philip Cusick is in studio with Anna and myself. And it turns out, by some coincidence, you guys already have a little bit of a history. You know each other a bit,
yes,
huh?
Yes, he is a theater dad. That's right. How I last remember him. I never remember names. Yeah. I remember every detail of where we were, what we were doing, but the name will escape me all the time.
Well,
but I'm so glad that he is here to talk about this BAM program.
Boy, this is great. Philip, I was telling you before we went on the air, I read a story about you and about this program, BAM, Becoming a Man, and I was a sentence in, and I said, this is something we need to have on the show. This is a very, very important thing. If you wouldn't mind, explain a little bit to people who don't know what the program is. What is BAM exactly?
Sure. BAM is a program that takes a multidisciplinary approach to addressing the social emotional needs of young people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we look at youth engagement, we look at cognitive behavioral therapy, we look at group work, rites of passage work, and blend them all together so that we can help these young people navigate life, make choices better than they would if they did not have the social emotional regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Because to be frank, when you are between the ages of 12 to 18 years of age, there's so much going on in your mind, your body, the changes are remarkable.
Sure.
And really, youth really need something like BAM to help them slow down, make the decisions that will get them through life in a more healthy way.
Where is the program? Where does it take place in the city of Chicago?
So we work primarily in the school setting.
Mm-hmm.
There are some community centers that we work with, but we're in 54 schools and community centers, providing BAM between once and twice a week in those settings. But our counselors are in those schools 5 days a week, working with those young people, teachers, administrations, et cetera, to ensure these youth are getting the support they need to be able to foster the BAM values of integrity, positive anger expression,
mm-hmm.
visionary goal setting, respect for womanhood,
mm-hmm.
and self-determination.
Yeah. Is it an after-school program or part of the curriculum now?
It is actually, it's in addition to the curriculum,
uh-huh.
but it is during the school
That's
day.
Wonderful.
Right.
Why do you think those things, everything you just mentioned, are so important? Why do you think those things, why does this have to be a bonus? Why isn't this already part of a child's education? Why does this have to be almost extracurricular?
Well, let me put it this way. It's a support.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a bonus as much as it is a support to what kids get educationally. Teachers are trained to teach academics. Our staff are trained to help youth with their social emotional needs.
Yeah.
So these just saying whether a young person in South Side, North Side, West Side, every young person needs that kind of support.
Sure.
And so this is what BAM does. We help young people make better decisions.
Yeah.
And we help them to address whatever those needs are socially and emotionally. I wish I had BAM
mm-hmm.
yeah.
when I was coming up.
And many times you have in one classroom kids that are having problems with each other and that can result in violence. But you sit them there and you make them talk about how they feel and you lead them to solve the problem in a different way. You don't tell them how to, I was reading, but you kind of lead them so that they can figure it out by themselves. And you have them, for lack of a better word, trapped in this classroom, which is protected. They're not on the street solving this problem, right?
Well, Anna, you put it so beautifully. I don't know if I can express it better.
Mm-hmm.
But here you have a safe place,
mm-hmm.
which is the group work. You're in a circle. Whether this youth is from one gang or another gang, mm-hmm. whether this youth is angry about the way you spoke to my girlfriend or whatever the issue may be, when you sit down and learn how to use the BAM values, well, you actually not just learn them, you internalize them. So they become a part of your way of thinking and operating. Now, when an issue comes up, you're able to stop and think and say, normally I would jump up angrily and fight.
Right.
But now I can stop and think about what is going to be the results of my behavior. So we talk about positive anger expression. We talk about using warrior energy and not savage energy. We talk about how young people can really effectively do what's normal to all of us, become angry and not be ashamed to be angry, but learn not to respond in a certain way that will negatively impact you and others.
Mm-hmm. You know what I noticed in reading the article about BAM is how similar it is to what are almost basic team building skills that corporations employ. A lot of times they'll bring in their leaders together and do almost a version of what you guys are doing, where you kind of sit around and instead of realizing how different everybody is, you realize how similar everybody is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of built on almost the same kind of rotary, isn't it, to some extent?
Well, like I say, it's multidisciplinary.
Yeah.
That's what BAM does. We take the best of so many resources that are helping people.
Yeah.
So whether it's happening in the business world, whether it's happening in the social service arena, no matter where it's going on, it is the place that moves from what's happening on the inside of us
mm-hmm.
and regulating what we do outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about the gender.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand, it's becoming a man.
That's correct.
Why do you target boys? I know because I have a boy and a mm-hmm. girl. And they're two worlds apart. The way that he'll deal with issues is completely different than the way she will deal with issues. Why did you want to be gender specific?
Well, gender specific work is not new in America.
Mm-hmm.
There have been studies to show how well you can work with groups based on gender and get good results. But BAM is not alone. We have WOW, which is working on womanhood.
Oh, wonderful.
Young men do address their needs differently from
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we know that with our WOW program, young women, many of they have similar values as BAM. But we also know that because of the retroactive aggressive scale, which is a big word for saying, people
that boys are nuts.
No,
right?
That boys don't talk about feelings.
He right. talks about the depression mm-hmm. that impacts young women greater because they internalize what's happening to
mm-hmm.
them. Boys will act out.
Oh,
so WOW helps young women work in ways with their social emotional development that is distinctive and most helpful for young women.
Got it.
And BAM works with young men in ways that are most distinctive and helpful for young men.
Do you address that in any of these sessions? Do you say, hey, here's a problem that I'll present to you. You're a bunch of guys, but if women were tackling the same situation, it would be different. Do you address that point blank? Do you ever say that?
Well, people may address things differently, but what we talk about with young men is respect for womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach our young men that we are not the saviors of women,
mm-hmm.
but what we are participants in their liberation. So a woman has a right to choose and direct her path, and we need to respect them not as an object, but as a person.
As a partner.
And so what they're learning now is, well, how do I view the world?
Right.
How do I treat people? Not only how do I interact with my male counterparts, but what ways am I preventing someone else from having the same rights that I should have,
right.
the same life I should have? And so we're really trying to help these young men be whole and good citizens. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Really.
Yeah, sure.
It really helps them to say, whatever's happening in life, what are my responsibilities to addressing what is happening and how will I address it?
Do you see that they're not getting that at home?
Well, unfortunately, so many of young people don't get it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be because it's not being taught at home. It may be simply because they're teenagers.
Right, and they don't want to talk to their parents.
Right.
Right.
It's a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
We are that additional support.
Right.
So whether they get it at home or not, it really is about giving youth that additional support that all youth need.
Yeah.
And we have to be diligent and model for them what they can do with life. And that's what our BAM counselors
Where does funding come for this?
Well, we have a good mix of both private and public funding.
Do you? Yeah.
About 70% public, 30% private.
But the people who are involved in this themselves, the kids, they're not, do they pay for any of it or they do not? Good. Okay. No.
They have to decide to commit to it themselves.
Yeah.
It's an elective choice.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. We will continue this discussion with Philip Cusick. Again, the group is called BAM, Becoming a Man. If you want to look it up online, you certainly can at youthguidance.org. It's youth and then a hyphen, guidance.org/BAM, B-A-M. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill F. and it's Anna Balaval, filling in for Wendy Snyder on WGN. Oh, that was crazy. All right. Philip Cusick is here. Philip is the program manager for BAM. This is the program we've been telling you about, Becoming a Man. Now, Philip, this has been in existence now for 15 years, correct?
15 years, and Youth Guidance, the agency, has been around for about 90 years.
Wow.
Philip, I was going to ask you, we always talk about how important mentors are in our minority communities, mm-hmm. and how important it is to get their help, the people who've made it, who have become men and women productive mm-hmm. in society, to come help our kids out who don't have those examples in our neighborhoods. Is there a mentoring component to this?
Well, there is mentoring, but our guys really look at, they're trained counselors.
Got it.
So these are young men who are, and some as old as me, who are trained in working with young people around their social, emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. And we look to really help guide them through rites of passage work, men's work. And by men's work, that's when I determine for myself the type of growth I need mm-hmm. as well. You know, and so I look at whether or not I'm being accountable mm-hmm. or whether or not I'm in integrity. When do I get off track with positive anger expression? You know, and those are the kinds of things that we want our young people. But we want them to grow from one point to another.
Mm-hmm. Tell me the difference you notice, and I know every one of these kids is going to be different, but on average, what do you notice the difference is from somebody at the start of the program until the end of the program?
So, great question. So when we start our groups, they send in what's called check-ins. They do check-ins. And check-ins are usually how I'm feeling in this moment about something. So a very basic check-in that we help our young people to navigate is, how am I feeling physically, mm-hmm. intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually? So the first start of the PIES check-in, a young person, physically, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Intellectually, I've been thinking about those cartoons. Mm-hmm. that I want to watch later. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, I don't know how I feel emotionally. What's, you know, spiritually, you know, sometimes I feel like there's some higher power. No, I don't know.
Not a lot of enthusiasm.
Not a lot of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of depth of thinking.
Right.
By the time they get to the end of the program, physically, I woke up this morning, I had a few aches and pains, I got moving around, and I realized I needed to get to school on time because I really want to improve my yeah. grades. So now they're even owning, improving their grades, the academic check-in we do.
They're verbalizing better.
Yes, they're verbalizing, they're talking about this stuff. I had an issue with a teacher, but I didn't explode, right. So I'm really on it intellectually. I got my mind set for where I'm going after high school.
They're so proud of themselves,
right?
Too.
Yeah, they're really excited, and the guys' hands around the circle are going up in the air because
they want to contribute.
They're saying no. What they're saying now is, "I agree.
I
feel the same way. That's
great.
What I'm dealing with."
Yeah,
and then it's emotionally, man. You know what? I got my feelings hurt because the young girl that I really liked told me she didn't want to be with me.
Yeah,
but I kept it together. I kept it together. And you know what? I'm going to find somebody else. I'm good enough. You know, that kind of
Absolutely.
Thing. And then they just go on. And so now you have a totally different person.
Sure.
It seems. But it's always been in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Only thing is now they've internalized the values. that we teach.
Well, that's the progress you're looking for, isn't
right.
it? That's exactly it. What you're hoping for.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. For. That's yeah. great. What's the ultimate goal with this? I know it's only in Chicago now, but at some point there's going to be some expansion, isn't there?
Yes, we're hoping to expand. There's lots of interest. We get phone calls every day.
Yeah.
When people hear that the University of Chicago Crime Lab has verified and validated that this program reduces violent crimes by 50%.
Wow.
That
wow.
there are 43% decrease in property crimes and theft.
Yeah.
And 35% decrease in arrests overall. That for the second study, in the first study, it was 45% decrease in violent crimes, 30% decrease in arrests overalls, 17% increase in graduation rates.
That's
but
fantastic.
This year, we're celebrating close to 20%
wow.
increase
so
in graduation
it's getting better and better. It's improving every
right.
year.
So what we're saying is we are now verifying the fidelity mm-hmm. of this program.
Yep.
So people want it.
Good for you.
And
that's great.
And we're happy to bring it to them. The question is when and how.
Right. Yeah.
But
you'll
we're
figure
people
it
of
out.
Faith, we'll figure it out, right?
I this is very fulfilling. I mean, what you're doing is everybody wants to help and do something, and you're actually doing it. So keep up the great work. This is so great. Philip Cusick is his name. He is the program manager for BAM, Becoming a Man. If you want more information, just go to the website youth-guidance.org/BAM, and it's all right there. Thanks again, Philip.
And
greatly
don't forget
appreciate
WOW.
It. Don't forget
That's
WOW
true.
For the ladies.
Our girls
That's
need
right.
help, too.
Absolutely. So right. true. A quick break, and then we'll find out what Brian Noonan has in store for you next. It's Bill Leff and Anna Balavall on WGN.